You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We've got some positive news to share about a group of Green Bay's Preble High School students. A group of students has organized a fundraiser called Touchdowns for Hope in honor of their DECA advisor, whose mother died of cancer 2 days before the group's national competition last year. Despite the personal loss, that advisor flew to the competition for the week, saying she couldn't let her students down. The Touchdowns for Hope fundraiser will take place at Preble's football game tomorrow night against Appleton West. Students will be selling donated gift baskets with proceeds going to families with children who have cancer. Preble's been surrounded by controversy after police found a gun in a backpack a couple weeks ago, prompting new security measures for the entire Green Bay Area School District. The district's Director of Communications, Lori Blakesley, tells WGBW News the efforts of their DECA students are just one of the many positive ways Preble students show up every day. The Green Bay Packers rank near the top in many areas, but now there's one more to add to the list. The Packers rank among the NFL's top social media powerhouses, according to a recent study. The online betting site PickWise analyzed the performance of every NFL team across TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X for all 32 teams in the NFL to find out which teams are dominating the social media space. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. The study's author says the Packers' high ranking comes from having some of the highest numbers on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X in the league. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect, but I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Imagine you were part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper, He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on the paper. I've seen the pilot of the paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. In Nepo Baby news, Sawyer Spielberg, yes, relation, has signed on to play the lead in a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, according to Variety. The film is based on Colin Broderick's book of the same name. The young Spielberg most recently appeared in Materialists opposite Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. The 33-year-old actor is the son of director Steven Spielberg and actress Kate Capshaw and will also executive produce the project. For what it's worth, he is a well-trained actor, but I'm sure the last name has opened a few doors. It took a screwball comedy to bring the hilarious Rick Moranis out of retirement. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star has announced that he will be part of Spaceballs 2, where he will reprise his role as Dark Lord Helmet in the sequel to the 1987 original. According to Variety, Amazon MGM Studios has announced that production is underway and the film should hit theaters in 2027. Better Spaceballs 2 for a comeback than another Honey, I Shrunk sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.